We're ready for our second old-time music concert of the week, and I'm just as happy as I can be to have the chance to introduce a lot of this great music to you. My name is John Lilly, and I work here in this building all day long, all week long. Happy to be part of the Augusta staff. I'd like to welcome you all to our concert. We have a lot of good old-time music, quite a variety tonight. A lot of good picking, a lot of good singing, some younger artists, some older artists. Quite a few acts who've never been on the Augusta concert stage before, as well as a couple acts that have been here a number of times. So it's quite a mixture, and I think we're ready to get our first act out here. These are some people who I've personally known for some years and have admired their music both at festivals and at dances. They're from down around Knoxville and Chattanooga, and a couple of couples, Mike and Marsha Bryant, Brett and Pan Riggs, and Morgan Simmons, and they're here to perform for the first time this evening. Let's make them welcome. This is the New Dixie Entertainers.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got to disengage myself here. We're really, really happy to be here at Augusta this week. We've had a wonderful time. The staff has been great. The students have been marvelous. And we'd like to play for you a few of the tunes that we do all together. We haven't been playing much as a band this week, and just sort of let you hear what we sound like in combination. The first tune we're going to do is one of Tommy Jarrell's tunes. Tommy Jarrell from Mount Airy, North Carolina. And the tune's Rockingham Cindy. Jake, who's out in the audience, who's been marvelously patient with us all week playing music. This next tune's for him. It's called Polecat Blues. It's a Tommy Magnus tune, and he prefers blues to old time anyway, so.
Polecat Blues. That's the way it sounds with a whole band for my class.
Has some old-time banjo juggling here. I'm not telling you, I'm going to surprise you. Now, this next tune is Cotton Eye Joe, and we don't really know where it came from or where it went.
Or where it's
going
to go.
Or where it's going. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Way down yonder a long time ago, my papa knew a man called Cotton Eye Joe. My papa knew a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I'd have been married 20 years ago, had not have been for Cotton Eye Joe, had not have been for Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Sunny Home in Dixie. It was written by Cotton Eye Joe. Way down yonder a long time ago. Thank you. Yeah, our next tune is Flowers of Edinburgh, and probably a way you've never heard it before. And we don't really know how it came to pass, where it came from. I think the inspiration comes ultimately from Art Galbraith of Missouri, but it came to us fifth or sixth hand, and we have twisted it.
Being the type of people we are.
Being the twisted and perverted people we are. So. Pan takes exception.
Just a minute to introduce the people on the stage. On the bass is Marsha Bryant from Harriman, Tennessee. Morgan Simmons on banjo ukulele. My favorite fiddle player, Mike Bryant from Harriman, Tennessee. Brett Riggs tuning his banjo.
My fourth favorite banjo player.
No. And I'm Pan Riggs. We've been playing together as a band for about 14 years, and I believe this is the biggest audience we've ever had. So this is a big day for us. I hope you're having a good time too.
With apologies to Kenny Rohr and the Charlie Poole Banjo class. You want to do Leaving Home? Yeah. It's called Leaving Home.
love, Johnny, please stay. I know, my honey, I've done you wrong, but please don't go away. Old Johnny sighed, and Frankie cried. I'm going away, going to stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begin to blow, the ground is covered up with snow, the other way. Gonna wish me back your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. Now Frank said to her, Johnny, hey man, your hour has come. Underneath that silk kimono, she do a thoughtful gun. These love affairs are hard to bear. Old Johnny begged and he pleaded, my love Frankie, don't you? Frankie took aim with that 44, 5 pounds went a root to two. Old Johnny fell, and Frankie yelled, I'm going away, going to stay, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winter wind begin to blow, the ground is covered up with snow, think of the way. Gonna wish me back your loving man. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days they say's to come. Send for your rubber tartans, send for your rubber tart hacks. Dig, old Johnny to the graveyard, Lord, I shot him in the back with the great big gun when he went to run. Send for a policeman and take me right away. Dig, lock me down in your dungeon cell and throw that key away. Old Johnny's dead because he said, I'm going away, going to stay, never coming home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of emerging artists, never before on the Augusta stage. This is my little boy. This is Mason Lilly. He's 3 months old yesterday. He's going to help me MC here. What you got to say? Nothing? Good. I think he likes you. Oh, look at there. Let's have another round of applause for the new Dixie Entertainers. If that kind of music makes you want to dance, you'll have your opportunity Friday evening up here at the D&E Dance Pavilion. They're going to be one of the dance bands Friday night, which is tomorrow night. Larry Edelman will be the caller. The dance is at 8 p.m., and the new Dixie Entertainers will be playing, as well as Dave Bing and some of the other West Virginia musicians, so that'll be tomorrow night. A couple other announcements, if I can remember without my notes. Another first-ever event that's happening tomorrow night, at least first in my knowledge, is a radio show that's being produced by Augusta students. We have a new mini class called Old Time Music and for Radio, which is being taught by Tom Druckenmiller, who is a radio programmer from Pennsylvania. And he's been teaching a class all week long, and his students have produced a radio show which is going to be aired over the college radio station WCDE tomorrow evening from 7 until 9 p.m. Isn't that right? Yes. So if you are near a radio, it's 90.3 FM, and this will be produced by Augusta students. I do have an important announcement. There's a car, actually it's a van, a blue Ford van with New Jersey plates, and your car alarm is on. In fact, from what I've heard, the car alarm has been on for days, but I don't know if that's true or not. But it's a blue Ford van, and it's parked up behind the Women's Center. And I think we're getting about ready for our next act. This is another act coming on, which is making its first appearance on the Augusta stage. although I also have had the pleasure of knowing them for quite a few years. This is another family band. I guess it's the evening for families here, for this portion at any rate. This is a husband and wife duo that have come from North Carolina. Phil Johnson is here teaching mandolin, but he's an equally talented dobro player and songwriter and singer, and his wife, Gay Johnson, has one of the most beautiful voices you'll ever hear. Let's make them welcome. This is Phil and Gay Johnson.
Phil Johnson, this is Gay Johnson, for those of you who are wondering. Here's a little bit of a Del Moore Brothers tune and a whole lot more.
Song that was done by was written by Reverend Gary Davis. Is that right? No.
Oh, I think it was his brother Jimmy Davis.
That's right.
Former governor of Louisiana.
Governor Jimmy Davis. Uh-oh.
One of the old-time prison songs called Shackles and Chains.
Tonight through the bars
shackles and chains. Now put your arms through the bars once, my darling. Let me kiss those sweet lips I love the best. Far in heartache, you're my consolation, and in misery, my haven of rest. And tonight, through the bars, I'll gaze at the stars, and I'll long for your kisses. Stone I'll use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
I heard a little story some years ago by a fellow named Red Parham, who lived over in Buncombe County, North Carolina. And he liked this story so much, he decided to start telling it. And that's what he's going to do.
Thank you, Gay. You can take a little break. This is a story about a race that happened one time between a freight train and an old T-model pickup truck. And if you listen close, you'll be able to hear the train pull out of the depot up on top of the mountain. And this is what the train sounds like. To the bottom of the mountain. Now down there at the bottom of the mountain was this long valley. And right down the center of that valley, that's where the track went. But running right alongside the track was a road. It's just a plain ordinary road, just as straight as a string, and on that road driving this old pickup truck was old Farmer Brown. Now he's feeling pretty frisky that day, and this is what the old truck sounded like. A lot of you old-time musicians may recognize that sound. Well, now, Farmer Brown, being the resourceful fellow that he is, had made a few modifications on the old truck, and we looked back behind him, and he saw the train coming. Why, he just says to himself, "Ooh, look at there, boys. I believe I'm going to have myself a little race." So you got to watch them closely now, because here they go. Ha ha ha! They're going through a tunnel now. That's a pretty long tunnel, isn't it? If you listen close, they'll come out the other side of that tunnel.
We never knew who won that race. It's just a, those of you who like old Model T pickups, I guess, show a little favoritism there on that side. And of course, I knew a fellow who drove a train. He says he'd never had a car or a Model T or anything to outrun him. So that answers that question. Here is a song that we, actually Phil wrote about 13 years ago. We were singing this for our then little baby, who's 13 now. We don't sing it to her anymore, but she likes it. But it's sort of a lullaby, and then we put some words to it, and it goes like this.
Now I know a place where there's no trace of hate, and joy is all that is seen. Sweet, peaceful time, a perfect design, though it may be only in dreams. Though it may be only in dreams. Precious memories, what sweet, happy scenes, where we face all our trials with the trust of a child. Though it may be only in dreams. Now I know a land with an unselfish plan for peace such as we've never seen. A land to inspire this greatest desire, though it may be only in dreams. Though it may be only in dreams. Precious memories, what sweet happy scenes, where we face all our trials with the trust of a child. Though it may be only. Sweet, peaceful
Way down in the valley, whippoorwills are calling, singing to my own true love, the evening shadows falling.
Now if I were a bird on high over these blue mountains, fly to be right by my true love's side till the rosy dawning. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost drive me crazy. Fly around my own true love, fly around my darling, fly around my own true love, see you in the morning.
Gay Johnson. Now, if you'd like to hear some more of them, like to hear some more of them? Well, you have to come back tomorrow. They're going to be here on the stage doing one of the 1:30 workshops. So those of you who are enrolled in Augusta's Old Time Week, you can come here and they'll be doing some more of their songs. Phil will be demonstrating some more of his unique...